You know what I'm shaking my head at, Samantha? I'm shaking my head at the Ritz crackers. Not the Ritz crackers that are just the crackers in the box, but you know, the ones that are like the snack to go, the ones that come with the cheese.
You mean the ones with the little red stick?
Absolutely, those ones. Those ones that you think come with the little red stick. Shaking my head at those because they do not come with the little red stick anymore.
How the hell do you get the cheese out?
Is not a good question. I think they think you're just supposed to scoop it up with the cracker.
Oh, I think that's barbaric.
That is, like, I'm not a monster. It's not a Dunkaroo. If it's a Dunkaroo, I don't mind dipping, putting my finger in, dip and lick. It's icing.
Right.
But nobody wants to do that with the leftover cheese or with the cheese at all.
No, that's what the stick's for.
That's what the stick's for. So where'd the stick go?
Oh my God. Is this the environmentally, like, gotta be don't kill a thing and...
And now we don't get a plastic stick?
And now we don't get a plastic stick.
Now we don't want you to use a stick to spread the cheese on the cracker? It's a snack to go. Now I have to get a knife, dirty a knife, to spread the cheese.
Right?
It seems really ridiculous.
I'm shaking my head.
I am also shaking my head. Dear Ritz crackers, we're shaking our heads at you.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha, let me just say, you are looking pretty today. Who's a pretty girl?
Apparently, I am today.
You're a pretty girl today. And why are you such a pretty girl today?
Because my hair isn't up in a bun, Lisa.
It's not up in a dirty, messy bun, right? It's just down.
It's not a dirty, messy bun. Sometimes it's just a messy bun.
But let me stand corrected. It's never a dirty bun. It's just a messy bun. Gotcha. Thanks for the clarification, Samantha.
You're welcome.
I'd hate to think that you're walking around with a dirty bun.
Oh, my God. Leave me alone.
I'm just saying, you look very, very pretty.
Thank you. I would love to say the same about you.
What? I think finally my hair's growing back a little bit.
Well, if you just would stop cutting your bangs.
Well, I don't cut my bangs. I was born without bangs. As Lady Gaga says, right?
Bangs.
As Lady Gaga says, I was born this way. Born this way. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way.
I don't believe she's referencing bangs in that song, but sure.
Don't you think, out of all the years that you've known me, 20 plus years, if I was born with bangs, I would have some by now?
If you would stop cutting your hair, you would have bangs.
Do you want me to have just big bushy hair, like my hair can't fit in the room?
If you ever let your hair grow, you might actually get a bang.
It doesn't grow like that.
Seriously. And again, here we go for the umpteenth time discussing your hair.
It doesn't grow that way. It just grows big. It doesn't grow down. It just grows big.
It does. But you've never let it grow down.
Because, hi, do you remember COVID? It was 5 months with big hair. Didn't grow down.
Actually, I thought it was doing well.
It was not doing well.
Oh, okay. Well,
you need to go back and look at the slides.
Do I?
The slideshows of the pictures that I was capturing. It was not going well.
Didn't go well.
Okay.
That's your opinion. But maybe, Lisa, maybe the world thinks that you need to have some poof to your big head.
I don't want that much poof, though. I just want a set of bangs. Can you get clip-on bangs?
Yes, you can. I think you should give it a shot.
Like, no, do they just like clip on like a barrette?
Yes, Lisa, just like a barrette.
How do those guys work?
You could actually go get like hair extensions.
But do they stay forever?
No.
Right. I'm low maintenance kind of gal, right?
Yes, you are.
So I'm not interested in those.
Low maintenance to no maintenance.
Well, no, I'm going to say I do I have maintenance.
I don't think Jergens lotions is like... You know, part of the maintenance world.
This coming from a bitter woman who has to have a 20-step process to keep the wrinkles away.
Oh, the wrinkles are still here, but...
Yeah, mine aren't. I get to just Jergens it up. However,
I cannot wait for the day that you look like a Sherpa.
However, I will say that I think that the Jergens that I'm using, because it has a little something retinol or something in it, in the body one. And Mike said to me the other day after I'd had a shower, Mike says to me, he's like, why are you all sweaty and glistening? And I'm like, I'm not. It's the Jergens. Is that what the retinol does? It makes you glisten?
I have no idea.
I felt very glistening.
Oh my God.
I'm like, very glistening.
Are you sure it doesn't have a little bit of sparkle in it, Lisa?
I don't know. Maybe. It's like my eye. It's like my new eyelash thing, my Lash and Load. They are overloaded. They're overloaded every day. There's too much.
Because you control that, right?
Well, I guess so, but there's lots on the stick.
Then, like, take some off.
There's lots of paint on the stick.
Lots, not paint. Well, it's not paint. Oh, my God.
And then I lash and load.
Yeah, and then I'm lash like, and load.
And I look like Tammy Faye Baker.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know what? I wasn't going to say anything, but I was like, Lisa, what's up with the Tammy Faye stuff?
What's with the Tammy Faye Baker eyes, right?
Right.
And then I would have had to be, oh, that's my lash and load.
Mm-hmm.
There, it's a little on overload. Lash and overload is what they should be called.
All right.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. How's your week been, Samantha?
It's been lovely. I'm expecting hot, warm weather soon, so that's good.
Oh, right? But we're willing, just put this out there to Mother Nature, we're willing to sacrifice right now for hot, warm weather in 3 weeks.
Yes, we are.
Right? So let's not be greedy. Let's not hog all the warm weather right now.
Let's not be greedy.
Right? Let's not be greedy, okay? We can give a little up.
Oh my God, did you see they got snow in Alberta?
No, I didn't see that.
They got snow in Alberta.
Oh.
I'm like, no way.
That would be our luck, right? Out there on our bathing suits in the lawn chair with snow.
I'm like, nobody needs snow in June.
Nobody needs snow in June, right? Nothing good comes from snow in June.
Nope.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
I'm like, you keep that weather to yourself.
Yeah, right? Like, keep it. Right? Keep it. We don't want it.
Okay, but I am a little bit on pins and needles.
Okay.
Because you sent me a text saying, going to go look for a phone, and then you never told me if you did. So I'm waiting in total suspense for like how many days, and you still haven't told me if you got a new baby.
Totally got a new baby.
And when I say baby fake, folks, it's a new phone.
Look at this.
Oh, is it like Michelle's?
It's nicer than Michelle's. Because mine is light blue.
Oh, jeez.
So mine's a little classier.
It's classier. Okay, got it.
But the case is very similar, right?
Yes, it's very pretty.
Yeah, it's very pretty. It's very happy Father's Day to me. Right? I was very lucky.
What prompted the trip to the phone store?
So all I wanted is I just wanted to change my data plan, right?
Okay.
One thing led to another. Might as well get a new phone. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Mike said, do you just want to get a phone? Yes, I do. I do. I totally do. Yes. So I did.
Oh,
and
dear.
It's a match made.
Is it?
Very compatible.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm happy. Very happy. Very, very happy.
Only you can be that excited about a new phone.
Only you could probably go and get a new phone and haven't yet.
Yeah, I'm due. Well, they called me too.
Why don't you go get a phone?
Because I'm just, I don't know.
Oh, God, I hate that about you, actually.
I know.
Like, I hate that about you. Mike's the same. Mike's like, oh, yeah, no, I could have got one 6 months ago. And then I get one 6 months early.
Yes. You're always early.
Right? I pay the extra fees and get it 6 months early.
Well, I remember one time where you paid over $1,000 to get a new phone.
Because it got lost or stolen.
Is that the one that got stolen?
It was the one that got stolen at work.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
And I had just bought it like 2 days earlier. That was a bad. Thanks for bringing that feel good memory up, Samantha. Thank you. That's a good thing about that's a great thing about our friendship. Always just trying to build each other up, right? Make each other feel good. That's what we do.
Lisa, I am the person that will always let you know you did something wrong, but look at you learning new things, right?
Look at you,
you
right?
You learned to take care of your baby.
I take care of my baby a little bit better. I tell ya, that was tough. That was tough, right?
Sad. Yeah. Okay, but I got something. I gotta shake my head.
What are you shaking your head at?
At why do we signal when we are in a lane that you can only turn one way? Why is your signal light on? You're in that lane. It is very evident from all the signs you've
seen. Is it a turn or is it just a bend?
It's a turn.
Yeah.
To onto maybe another road or onto whatever. But the sign has said you can only go this way. You can't go any other way. You can go this. So why is your signal on?
I shake my head
at the fact that we still put our signal lights on in the lane that definitely says you can only go in this
way. So there's no confusion. There's no, like,
no.
You're following behind. No. You're not like, oh, shit,
no.
He's turning.
No, it's not the sign that goes, you can go straight or you can turn. Yes, please use your signal.
Right.
That's fine. But if you're in the lane that says you can only go right, bitch, like that's the only place you're going.
As the car following behind, you two already know I got to turn. Right. So it's not a surprise to nobody in the lineups.
No.
That seems like a nice shake my head for sure.
I was driving today and I'm like, why are you turning your signal on? And I almost started to use mine and I'm like, no. I'm in the lane that only goes one way.
Signal not needed.
I do not need to waste my time with the signal.
Right. That whole extra motion up, not necessary. Up or down?
I took back 3 seconds of my life by just not doing that signal.
Thank God, right? Like, what would happen if today was your last day, right? You blew 3 seconds of it.
3 seconds, man.
Right? That could have been one last, like, sip of water or something before you met your maker. One last, like, just make sure you're looking like $1 million before you go.
Right?
Huh. I get that.
I gotta talk about this.
That makes no sense to me.
Stop using your signals.
Makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we doing stuff that makes no sense? How about use your signals when you're supposed to? Let's master that rule of the road.
Oh my gosh, that would be even better.
Right? As opposed to just like willy-nilly using them when you don't need to.
Right?
That seems bizarre. And speaking of bizarre, Mike and I are headed down to the car the other day to go and get the new phone, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, if as luck would have it in Pigeon Manor, two pigeons managed to get into the apartment.
Oh!
Not into the apartment, but into the stairwell.
Yes!
Where you gotta walk past.
Oh!
Mike just walks like the man he is, right? Like, ain't no pigeon. He doesn't care, right? Whatever. Not scared. I'm like frozen at the top of the stairs. Just frozen. Right? And they're right at the front, the first landing. Right? And they're flapping because they're not happy to be disturbed. One keeps flying into the window. Bang, 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 bang.
Oh my God. Open the door.
I'm on the third floor. I can't get near the door because they're blocking the entrance.
Oh, my God. You know what I would have done?
What would you do?
Gone to the other side of the building, walk down those stairs and walk around the building.
Well, and that's what a smart person would have done. But a lazy person would not do that, right? Lazy person just stands there and stares at them.
Uh-huh.
Mike's like, just keep walking. So all I thought the whole time as they were flapping, flap, flap, flap all around my head was, oh my God, if they shit, I'm going to lose it. If these fuckers shit, I am going to lose my mind. They did not.
But did they get out of the building?
By the time we came back, they were already gone.
How do you know? Maybe they're living under the stairs.
I don't know. I have not seen them again. So in my mind, they're gone.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right?
All right.
That's so crazy.
You have a million pigeons around, and I'm not even exaggerating. You have a million pigeons around your building.
I know.
It is so scary.
We got pigeons, we got ducks, we got bunnies. Pretty sure we are part of a petting zoo someplace.
You might be part of a petting
right?
zoo.
You might be part of a petting zoo if you have two or more wildlife occupying your property. We might. And I'm sure any night after dark, there's a skunk somewhere, right?
Of course there is.
And a raccoon.
For sure.
I feel we're part of the forestry farm.
There could be a groundhog around there too.
Oh, I don't mind those guys though. They can stay.
All right.
I don't mind them. They're fine.
Okay.
They're fine.
Okay. So I was watching Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos the other day. And Kelly Ripa talked about having a theme song.
I saw that one.
And I'm like, girl, of course everybody's got a theme song.
Gotta have a theme song.
Lisa, what's your theme song?
My theme song is the theme song. I'm going to sing it. It's best sung. Ready? Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. Right? Oh, it's the theme song to Mary Tyler Moore, of course.
I know. And you know what? I envision you in 70s clothing when you do that.
In the middle of the road. I'll do the spin.
Yes, you'll do the spin.
Throw my beanie.
Yes. Right? You're going to make it after all,
You're
Lisa.
You're going to make it after all. Do, 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 do. Totally. When I saw that, that's the first thing that came to my mind, right? You can turn the world on with her smile. I'm like, it's me. It's totally me. Matter of fact, I think that song was meant with me in mind, even though they didn't know who I was yet.
No. Right? Yes. They didn't know, but they knew you were coming.
There's nobody who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
Well, this is true.
Right? It's me, girl, and you should know it. What about you? Do you have a theme song?
Yeah, it's bum, shake that thing, shake that nasty thing. That's, I hear that in my head.
That's it's your like a, shake your ass that way?
Yeah, shake your ass. And I'm like, yep.
Really?
Yeah, I like a little like,
huh.
A little something.
My other one would be, do you remember this song? I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked out. I don't know. I always think of that one sometimes too. Oh,
that's a good one too.
But it's for sure Mary Tyler Moore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you are, and yours is about shaking that nasty thing.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. And that's your rump.
That's my shake my. I don't know. For some reason, it's like, you know.
It's not like I like big butts and I cannot lie. Not that one.
No, not that song. That's not my. No, or it's a song by INXS. I can't remember what the name is.
Well, I know all of them. Remember, I've seen them in concert.
Oh, that's right.
On my couch. Give me a hint.
I can't.
Not a slow one.
Gonna have a good time tonight.
That's not INXS. That's the Black Eyed Peas.
Nope.
You're not thinking like, woohoo, and tonight's going to be not that one?
Nope.
I don't know
Gonna have then. A good time tonight. Nope.
I think you're singing it wrong.
Yeah, I am. Okay, I don't remember.
But you're really hard to play music trivia with. Remind me never to pick you on my team. You're picked last.
Thank you.
Just like the farmer in the dell, right? And the rat. Gets picked last. You're going to be picked last for that.
Okay.
Because you can't have a song and then not know the song.
That's right? True.
You just can't. Sorry. I like, just keep your nasty thing.
Okay.
Make that one your song. That's a good one, Samantha.
I will. Actually, any song that's a little slightly upbeat is my song.
You always like boom, chicka, wow, wow.
I do like that.
I always like that one too, right? Yeah. Right? You do. You kind of like, we got different tastes in music that way.
We do. We do.
Right? We do. Right? Just think if you ever made the playlist for the lake instead of me.
It would be fun.
It would be music you liked for once instead of just music that I like.
Right.
Right. Uh-huh. Do you want to make the playlist?
I have a couple of playlists.
But you never use them.
No, because you tell me that you don't like my music, so because why would I
comes
share it?
Yes, because on comes Aretha Franklin.
No, I have pop stuff. Mm. You're very negative towards me right now, and I'm not enjoying it.
I'm not meaning to. I feel I'm just...
Really?
Really?
I believe your Mary Tyler Moore song is actually wrong. You do not bring sunshine to the world.
Yes, I do.
Right now, I think you kind of suck. Not going to lie.
Not going to lie. Okay.
Not going to lie.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I like Eminem. If I had all Eminem's music, would you be in? Would you enjoy that?
I love Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
I like Eminem and ABBA. or something like that, right?
Mom,
right? Maybe a little Copacabana.
No, I don't want Copacabana.
See, that's a fun song
you,
for me.
I mean, you like the weird Hawaiian Christmas song. Malakalikimaka
is the thing to say.
Yeah, I can't take you seriously knowing that you... I can't take your music seriously.
And I love that. And I truly love that song, Friends of the Podcast. There's no denying it.
No, there is no... And I just... I don't get you. I don't.
It's the beauty of our friendship, I guess.
I don't get.
Here's something I think you're going to get, though, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I'm shaking my head at it. I'm shaking my head at our 70s moms and their lack of parenting.
You're just kind of realizing that now?
I just started shaking my head at them now. Let me tell you why. All these kids, like little kids, right? Like I live near a really nice big park. All these kids at the park with their moms. I loved going to the park as a kid and went to the park a lot. And I'm sure you went to the park too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go on record. I feel really confident. Wendy McIntyre never once went to the park. Sheila Sperling, was she a big park goer?
No.
I'm shaking my head at the 70s moms that never took their kids to the park.
We took ourselves to the park. We took ourselves to the park. We did. Right? We took ourselves to school. We took ourselves to the park. We made our own lunches. We sometimes got dinner ready.
But isn't it so funny? Because when I think of like with my nieces and nephews when they were young and they wanted to go to the park, I remember my sister saying, you know what? You're going to have to wait. Mommy's busy. There was never mommy's busy. You're going to have to wait. Go to the park then. Lisa, if you want to go to the park, go to the park. Right, Samantha, if you want to go, Sammy, if you want to go to the park, go to the park.
Because we weren't alone, we were with other people.
Well, and even if you weren't with other people, you still were going to the park.
To meet your friends.
Even if you were four, didn't matter. They're just at the park. Off you go.
Oh my God, you were four?
I'm sure I wasn't much older, five or six. How old were you going to the park?
Oh my God.
Wait, you didn't go to the park till you were 10?
I wouldn't have gone to the park by myself at four or five.
Oh, I bet you. Park was just down the road from us.
Okay.
So I think we did. But let's talk about all the fun things that were at the park when we were kids.
Oh my gosh.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite thing to do?
Well, I did like a good swing, like,
I know,
and you swung
right?
high, and then if you were brave, you jumped off.
That was the fun, right? Was seeing how high you could go and then seeing how far you could jump after.
Yeah.
And we didn't care. We didn't care if like it ended up in a broken leg.
No.
It didn't matter.
Because you were invincible.
You were invincible because I'm flying through the air because I just jumped off a 20-foot swing.
Right. And then there was, it was the circular thing.
Oh, the merry-go-round.
The merry-go-round.
Right.
Because remember, you ran with it.
And then you jumped on it.
And then you jumped on it. And the idea was to stay on it.
Yes.
When it was going super fast.
And sometimes if you were really crazy, you would jump off of it and see where you ended up just for fun. Right? and to those people that listen to our podcast, if you only are familiar with the playgrounds that came with grass, those were not our playgrounds.
No.
Our playgrounds were sand and cement.
Yeah.
Right? Like there was no grass.
No, there was no grass.
There's a little bit of dirt and mostly cement underneath the dirt. Right? Like I remember jumping off. We had a big slide in Stainer, a big red slide at the school ground. And I remember climbing up it and they had these two poles going down the sides, kind of like a fireman pole.
Yep.
Climbing up the slide, jumping over top of the slide to grab onto the pole and slide down.
Oh my God.
Well, of course you can't, right? Because you're jumping in an opposite, you're jumping away from the pole actually.
Oh.
Yeah, and somebody had to go get my dad, and I had to go to the hospital, and I had a concussion, and I had a big bloody lip, right? And I got in trouble the whole way, not because I had done something bad, but because I probably had interrupted whatever my father was doing, right?
Probably.
Now we got to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Because you thought you could jump off the slide.
You dummy.
And we would slide down the slide, remember, and it would be like pure metal.
Yeah,
you just burn. Ow, ow, ow.
On a summer's day, the worst. Right? The worst.
It was so crazy. And the teeter-totter, all that was only meant to hurt people, including yourself, right?
Yes. Oh, my God. The teeter-totters were... It was like, how much pain can you inflict on the person that's on the teeter-totter with
right?
you?
Right? And, oh, it was so bad.
The idea was if you couldn't hurt them... You were the loser.
And
it was like up and down and up and down. And then you were just like, it was just like horrible.
And you were just slamming on the bottom.
Yes.
Right? Just slamming. Oh. Right. My friend Marnie Petter, they used to have a big tire swing. And they used to have this, it was like a tree branch that stuck out. So the goal was that her brother would twist you in the tire swing. Remember, you'd get all twisted up and then he'd spin you and it would get stuck on the branch. And then you would just sit there and untwist. And then all of a sudden it was called the bump and it would just drop. And you would just drop in the tire swing so hard. Everything we did was meant to hurt.
Right?
There was no being careful.
We are the I don't know, the brutal generation,
right? Now I think if we were to go swinging, we'd be like senior swinging. That's what we would be doing. We'd be senior swinging. There should be like a field trip for seniors like us and be called senior swinging.
I agree. Yeah. And senior swinging.
You just go on the swing, which would really just be sitting, and your feet would never leave the ground, right? So you would just push yourself with your feet on the ground only.
Back and forth.
And you would senior swing, right? That would be kind of fun. That would be fun. Senior swings, right?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
You know, they don't make playgrounds like they used to.
No, because now they add a grass. And I think everything is safe.
Everything's plastic.
Nobody's going to get burned. Nobody's going to get cut.
Did you ever do the monkey bars?
Oh yeah. Yep.
I like, they still do monkey bars on playgrounds for the
most
part.
Yeah, they do.
But I loved a good monkey bar.
I didn't mind a good monkey bar either. I loved a good park. Unsupervised.
Unsupervised.
Right?
Oh my God, you're totally right. We would never, my parents would never have gone to the park with us.
No, if we had to rely on our parents going to the park, I would be almost 54 telling you right now, I've never been to the park. Maybe I could go to the park this summer just to try it, right? That's what I would be saying.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? Because
oh my gosh,
it'd be the same if I said, like, my parents never took us to the town pool. We all just went as a group with friends.
Really?
Yeah, like my parents never went to the pool.
I don't think my parents went to the pool either.
Of course not, because our parents didn't do things with us back then. The only time they would do things with us is if we were on said family vacation.
Yeah, or if we went to the lake.
Right.
Then of
Which
course
is kind
the
of like a little
there.
Holiday, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they would play with you.
Yeah.
Right? But any Monday to Friday? Nope.
They were busy working.
Busy.
They were
Too busy. They didn't care if you ate. Doesn't matter.
No, I think my parents cared if I ate.
I don't think mine did. It might have come up in conversation. I don't know.
No, I think you're right, Lisa.
Right?
It's a different game out there now.
It's a different set of rules. It's a different ball game.
You know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened at Subway?
Oh, my goodness. So, okay. I don't normally address the situation, right? That's not my thing. That's not my go-to.
No.
My go-to is not to address the situation. However, so I went to Subway and ordered Mike's sub, and then I was getting a BLT sub.
Uh-huh.
Order my BLT sub, all is good, get all my shit on it, blah, 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 go to pay, look at the price, and I'm like, oh, that seems more expensive by almost $5 more expensive than usual.
Oh.
I said to the lady, I said, why is that? And she goes, oh, we don't have the BLT sub anymore. I'm like, oh. And she's like, so we're just going to do veggie sub and two times the meat.
Really?
I'm like, okay, why? She's like, well, because we don't have the BLT sub. Okay. So then I was trying to be all like, okay. But I'm thinking, usually we pay $21 and now we're paying almost $26. For $26, you might as well go to the restaurant for your lunch, right? So I said to her, I just have a question. And she said, okay, what? I said, about this BLT sub. When I ordered the BLT sub, that would have been the appropriate time to let me know that you don't have it anymore. Because then I would have picked another sub, right? I could have done a pizza sub. I could have done a rib sub. I could have done an assorted sub. But you didn't tell me. And now I'm standing here not really excited about the price of this new made-up sub that you're calling the Veggie Delight. Which then again, I think the Veggie Delight really should be a $1 sub. You should just be paying only for the bread. Because when you think about it, what they're doing with this new BLT sub, and this is what I said to her. I said, what you're doing with the BLT sub is you're charging me $15 for bacon. Because everything else that goes on it is free. It's free with your sub. Right?
Oh my God.
So... That's expensive.
Absolutely right.
That's expensive bacon.
It is very expensive bacon.
It's really expensive bacon, Samantha.
Oh my
right?
God.
So I was like, okay, keep your cool. Keep your cool. But I just said to her, I said, you know, I said, so I get it. I still want the sub. But just going forward, you should let people know ahead of time that you don't carry that sub anymore. Why you would take a BLT sub off a menu is beyond me at the Subway. Subway's trying to become something it's not. They're trying to become the Quiznos.
Oh.
Right? And how many of them are around?
Not many.
Not many. Because people got tired of being told what they have to have on their sub.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to be able to pick what I want on my sub. So I wasn't very happy. I was really pissy, actually.
And then how did she react to you, Lisa?
She was just kind of stunned, like, ugh. I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. Just do better.
No. Well, and no offense. It's probably not her fault.
It's not her fault. However, right? People need to know that if you don't carry, that would be like, okay, let's think of this. I don't know. I can't even come up with an example for it, actually. Now you got me riled up again, Samantha. Way to go.
I didn't even do this.
I'm right?
Like, it's like if you went to the gas station and you wanted regular, but all they had was
super premium,
and then you get to the gas and you've paid for it, you've already prepaid $40, and all you get is $40 of premium, which is probably a drop in your tank.
Right. And all of a sudden you're like, had you told me that, I maybe would have just declined that option.
Right.
Right. So I wasn't very happy.
I think moving forward, she'll remember to mention, I'm sorry, we don't have the BLT sub anymore. And if you order it, you're going to pay $100.
Right. It's the world's most expensive veggie sub. It's the world's most expensive. All this stuff comes for free on everybody else's sub. Then you might as well get, you know what? I'm going to get the ham sub, which I see you still have. But instead of ham, could you substitute it for the bacon? Then would I get it at the ham price? I don't know.
Maybe.
Right?
Oh, look at you being sneaky.
Right? Can I just substitute that, please?
I bet you didn't tip her.
I did not tip her. I did not tip her. And I don't tip the cent. Well, you know how I feel. I did not. I did not tip the Subway sandwich artist.
All right. All right.
I didn't. I felt I did most of the work.
Yes, you did.
Right?
Beaking.
Yeah. I had to, right? It was like, I'm like, oh, I have a point. I can't just walk away. I have a point I got to prove. And I feel bad because I'm not that person. But I was really mad. I'm like.
Yes.
You know?
It makes perfect sense, though.
Yeah, right? Like, I was just shaking my head at that.
Yeah, and then she went to the back.
Called me a bitch.
Cried a little.
And called you a bitch. Yeah. And said, if she ever comes back, she looks like this, spit on her sub. That's okay. Right? It's like
possible.
Every steak that I send back when it's not cooked properly. I get it. You stomped on it. You spat on it. I understand. I'll still take it. That's why I want a side of steak sauce with it, too.
So I don't have to taste your saliva.
So I don't have to taste your the crap on the bottom of your boot.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about that, Samantha.
Well, I shake my head, though, Lisa, at myself, because I probably should have inquired first.
You didn't. You just jumped.
Well, because I thought that it would just be a very simple thing.
Yeah, I didn't. It didn't even cross my mind that you were gonna that it was going to end up how it did.
Yeah. So we went out last week and had a lovely dinner, and it was nice outside. So we sat on the patio, and I'm like, I'm going to try that bulldog drink that the previous server told me about, because it sounded interesting.
And you like a Corona.
I do like a Corona. And, you know, I was willing to try it with a lime margarita, you know, see what it tastes like. It was delightful. And I drank it and it was lovely and it was cold and all that kind of stuff. It was only when I got the bill and I looked at it and I looked at it again and I'm like, oh, I'm like, they might want to mention the price first.
Right.
I paid for the beer and as if I had a margarita.
Right. Yeah, there was no deal because you got two.
No, it was $19 for one drink.
Yeah.
I had a small moment of like, what the fuck?
I'm like, hey, big spender.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, so we're gonna maybe not do that again.
Unless I make it myself, I'm never having that drink.
I didn't like it enough to have it again, actually. But
okay.
Because you know what? I've decided I don't like my beer sweet, and that's just who I am.
Did you like the one the week before?
It was okay, but I also felt it was sweet.
Oh, see. I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I like sweet beer.
That's not my gig.
It's not your gig. You like just beer.
Yes, but I'm just saying, before you go trying something new,
yeah,
figure out the price.
You better be careful. But here's something. This is just going to make everything so much better in our lives. I found something we need. You and I both need this in our life, Samantha. Cuisinart makes a soft serve ice cream machine for home. Let me just explain the machine to you, okay?
Okay.
There's a place for a bowl. There's a place to hold like 5 or 6 cups. There's 2 spots for sprinkles. And then there's another reservoir for, like, say you were going to do like cookie crumble or something else, right?
Oh.
Or fruit or whatever. And all you use is heavy cream, milk, sugar, vanilla extract, and add your yogurt and it makes your frozen yogurt. Add your whatever and it makes your gelato. Add your whatever and it makes your ice cream. You can have it in a cone at home every single day while you sit at home and watch TV. You just made yourself an ice cream cone.
Oh my God.
We need this in our life.
I do not need that in my life, actually.
We need this in our
life.
No,
I don't.
$200 on Amazon.
No.
That's right up there with the Egg McMuffin maker.
No. No, well, yes, for you it is, but for me it is not a necessity. I have already made the purchase of my decade, which is the air fryer.
Oh, now you think you're chef air fryer.
No, I'm done. I'm not buying any more appliances. I'm good.
Don't you think it would be so good? Then you could just make your own flavors of ice cream.
No, I don't care that much. No.
Oh.
I think you should get, like, you, the joy on your face describing all the things that it does.
Right? And how it holds everything and there it is. And just boom. Ice cream cone? Here it goes.
I think you should just order it and just surprise Mike.
Right? Maybe for his birthday.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Right? Look what I got us. Look what I got for us.
Look what happened to just...
Right? Just happened to be like, oh, there's a parcel for you to pick up from Amazon.
Oh my God. You know what you could do? You could get, like, you know, the music that always plays with the ice cream truck that goes around neighborhoods.
Yep.
You should get some music and start cranking it and feed all the kids in your building, Lisa, with your fancy new machine.
Could be a part-time hustle.
You could... Totally.
Right?
Totally.
It could be the new version of the lemonade stand. Ice cream stand. Right?
Right.
Always thinking like an entrepreneur I am.
Let's add it to the Boom Baby Bakery.
Ice cream stands.
Ice cream stand.
And it's portable. We'll just take it with us. Where do you need us to be? You can rent us. Rent us out.
Oh my God.
Have ice cream machine. We'll travel.
We'll travel to far destinations.
To wherever you want us to be. At your family picnic, pencil us in. I shake my head, we're there. At your work barbecue, I shake my head, we're there. Right? You want sprinkles? Oh. You want it in a bowl? You want it on a cone? You want it in a cup? What do you want?
Oh my gosh.
Right?
All right, Lisa.
We can do this.
You can do this.
We can do this.
We can do this.
Do you know that if we had done our gardening, we'd have tomatoes by now?
Oh, yay.
Just putting it out there.
You know, and it doesn't make me feel bad that we don't.
So now when I go to the grocery store and I buy tomatoes and they're expensive, I get mad at you. Because I think I probably could have had 3 or 4 in my garden.
And I feel nothing. I am dead inside.
I would expect nothing more, nothing less. Right? This girl doesn't expect you to change your spot, Samantha. Right? At all.
Right? I just don't give a shit.
At all. Right? I'm going to feel the same way when beet season comes and everything. And you again will not lose sleep.
No, not at all.
I know.
All right.
Just saying.
Okay.
I know how you roll.
Yes, you do. Okay. But everybody's talking about it, Lisa. Oh my gosh. Like I turn on the TV, they're talking about the submarine. I turn on the radio, they're talking about the submarine.
Right.
And they still haven't found them.
Well, tick, 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 tick. Time's about to run out, right?
1 day left, I believe.
Till noon tomorrow, they say.
And apparently they heard some noise.
They heard some banging. Yeah. But here's the thing. Okay, I get that it's... I don't know. Is it? Of course, it's a tragedy.
It is.
But it's also an idiotic billionaire's dream. Because, let's be honest... We really have no business seeking out this type of thrill.
Yeah, but they're all people who are experts on the Titanic.
They're not. Yeah, they might be. You can be an expert on the Titanic, okay? I'm an expert on the McRib. It doesn't mean anything. So they can be experts on the Titanic, but it doesn't mean that they should take a submarine down to the ocean floor.
No, I suppose not.
That's 4,000 miles below Earth surface.
And they, I guess apparently, had they done it right, it was going to take them 4 or 5 hours to get to the actual ship.
Right. Hey, people, leave that ship alone. Right? Like, leave the Titanic alone. I saw a funny meme about it, which was the ghosts of the Titanic just spending another day being ghosts at the Titanic, wondering, what the fuck was that just floated by? Right? Like, it's a graveyard. Leave it alone.
Yes.
Right? We're disrupting whatever. It's a graveyard. And I think that people think because they have bajillions of dollars, they're just risk takers like this, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to go with Elon Musk to the moon. Hi, is that the smartest thing to do?
Oh, gosh. At least they stop doing that.
I want these people to come back alive, of course, but it makes, and then I want somebody to slap them. Like, what the fuck were you thinking? Right? That's what my mom would do. I'm so happy you're alive. Hug, slap. What the fuck were you thinking? Right? My mom's joy for my well-being would be so short-lived. It would blow your mind.
God, that's such a Gen X response. Right? Because that's how we were brought up.
You would get a hug. Oh my God, I'm so glad you're alive. You would get a hug. Then you would get an un-embrace, a step back, and a slap. What the fuck were you thinking? Oh, that's right. You weren't thinking. And then you'd get a lecture, and then you'd probably be told you better go to your room.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Oh my God. Totally.
Well, okay. So this is like a massive undertaking. I wonder how much these people paid to be on the ship. Like, I doubt it's free.
I don't know. But the amount of money that's being dumped into finding these people is crazy too.
Well, we have 3 Canadian ships looking for them.
Well, and there's like the American Coast Guard. Yeah. The blah, blah, blah.
Everybody's in it.
I think the moral of the story is just because you have all this money doesn't mean that you should just be, you still should play it safe.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I agree. I mean, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
That's a good way to look at it, right?
Right.
You know, like there's a reason maybe why the average Joe doesn't go down. Hey, do you just want to go down to the bottom of the ocean? No, I'm good, thanks. Really okay not going and seeing that.
Yeah, I'm totally okay right? with that.
I don't need to go down and see the old Titanic. I'm okay. I can see it in the movies. I can see it in the picture books. I'm good. I can pretend I was there.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, don't, again, right? I hope that they recover it.
I do too. I want these people to come back alive.
Yeah, absolutely, right? And then I want somebody to slap them across the face and say, "What the fuck were you thinking?" Maybe rethink this next time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. I know I've talked about it before, my V8 juice diet. So,
oh my Lord. Really?
It's all the vegetables.
Yes.
So it really should sustain you.
No.
Why?
Because there's not enough in a drink, Lisa.
So say you have a couple.
You need maybe to have like food.
It's a full serving of vegetables.
Fantastic. How many are you drinking a day?
Well, I'm only having one right now with my lunch.
Okay, so that's not enough.
Right? One and a banana. Seems pretty darn healthy, right? It's really a healthy lunch.
Okay, so how much do you not want to eat anymore?
It's not about that. It's about the muffin top.
Oh, my God. Right? You know what? You, I thought you preached, like, I don't know how long ago. You should just accept yourself the way you are and just don't mind your muffin top and blah, 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 blah.
Sometimes I'm a liar.
You are a fucking liar. Like, right? You're not just a liar. You are a what the fuck, you're a liar.
Totally. Totally.
Totally.
And I own it. But you know what spawned it? No, what spawned it was our conversation not too long ago where we said, we're not even going to try on our old bathing suits. We just feel confident enough that we have to go buy new ones. That is a bad level of confidence to have, right?
It's a bad level of confidence.
Because for the last 2 years, we haven't had to do that.
I don't think I'm buying a new one for the lake.
You're going to wear your too small one?
It's not small. I tried it on.
You tried it on?
Yeah. It fits.
You know what I want?
My fat was proportionally the exact same size as I was last year. It's a beautiful thing.
You know what I want? I want a bathing suit that when I put it on in the morning, I don't have to ask you to help me with it.
Well, you should find one of those.
Right? Because it's always just weird, right?
Yep, it is.
And then my boobs don't really fit where they're supposed to. And no, I'm like,
how about you spend a little bit more money than Walmart?
I'm not going to. I'm still going to go for the Walmart one. Right? Still doing the Walmart one for sure.
Damn.
Yeah. So I can't guarantee that there won't be some help still needed.
Ugh.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, right? I don't even want to try it on. I just want to just... And I thought, oh, that's bad. So let's try bananas and V8.
Okay, well, good luck with that. And when you faint and fall to the ground because you haven't eaten enough food and you haven't taken in protein to help your body keep moving and make your muscles go, then yeah. Huh. Tell me how you feel then.
Okay, fine. Be like that.
Oh, my God.
Be like that. I want to talk to you about pets. I have two weird observations about pets. The average cat and the average dog. First off, let's talk about the dog. Do you not think it's odd that in all the years, the dog has not evolved? Like, man has evolved, right? We've gone from standing up straight to being able to use our thumbs better, blah, blah, blah. Our brain has developed. The average dog doesn't develop. Why is that?
It doesn't need to. It's supposed to walk on four legs.
But it doesn't evolve unless you combine it with another dog.
True.
So you take a Rottweiler and a poodle, and how's your Rottie poo?
Uh-huh. Or your Lapperdoodle.
Or your Lapperdoodle. That's the only way that dogs change in life. And cats never change.
Nope, cats don't change.
And cats, here's the weird thing with cats, Samantha. We haven't even made it so they don't have to stand in their own poop to poop.
They stand in their poop to poop. Yeah, you give them kitty litter.
And then they just, where they've already been.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I don't want to go to the bathroom in my old bathroom water, let alone stand in it.
Oh, that's true.
Right? I feel that we need to figure this out with our pets.
Well, I mean, there are gizmos that you can buy for where the litter sits in, and it combs it. So it cleans it for the cat after it's used.
Huh.
Yeah.
but it's still in the same proximity.
Well, if you're a good pet owner, you're cleaning out your kitty litter every day.
Do you think that's happening in real life?
No.
No. Because it's waiting till Saturday when it's little, when it's little Jenny's chore.
Yes. Right? You are definitely waiting for your children to do this.
Right? Jenny's job is to clean the cat litter once a week. That poor cat. Right?
Oh.
Just saying.
But you know what? Cats are smart, though.
Sure.
Yep.
I'm wondering about that.
No, cats are smart.
They stand in their own filth.
They know how not to stand in their filth and get dirty.
I guess that's kind of true, right? Or they're just really flexible.
They're super flexible.
Maybe it's more that.
Have you seen a cat? Cats are flexible.
Right? So they just like maneuver around the big poop and stuff like that.
They know what they're doing.
I guess.
I'm sorry, but I'm defending the cat because I love them.
Apparently you are defending the cat. I'm just thinking, come on, cats, figure it out. Expect more from your pet owner. If it was me, I'd be putting that shit on the floor. Sorry, you deal with it. I'm not happy with this. Right?
I'm sure they still do that too.
I'm sure, right?
Okay, Lisa, I have something for you. You know how you like cotton candy?
I love cotton candy.
Yeah, I think you might shake your head at this one. Apparently, there's a limited edition French's ketchup cotton candy.
Oh, no, I can't do it.
Only available in Canada, eh?
Oh. Nope. It's like there's a version of the grape. It's called a cotton candy grape. Uh-huh. And when you eat it, it tastes like cotton candy. I gotta believe cotton candy's just gotta stay in the bag with the cotton candy. It can't morph into other foods.
I don't know why they would invent ketchup cotton candy.
Oh, that's just horrible.
I mean, ketchup can be sweet, I guess, but...
Ugh. Nope. Not
I'm shaking
me.
My head at that because, like, who came up with that idea? What guy in the marketing meeting was like, I know what we can do,
right?
To build the brand?
This is what Canada's missing. And then enough people were like, all in favor? Aye. And then they go home and they're like telling their loved ones at supper, guess what we're bringing on board? Right? As they're having hot dogs and using the Heinz ketchup. Guess what we're bringing on board? Oh, the next time you have the hot dog, it's going to taste like the cotton candy. I don't know.
I don't think it's right. And you know what's really funny is that I was watching some video of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and they were making them taste test stuff.
Oh, I saw that too. Yes.
So a couple of them had ketchup chips. They're like, oh my God.
They didn't love them?
No, they didn't. They did like the Tim Hortons Timbits though.
Oh yeah, we can't go wrong with a Timbit, right?
No, so they were cool with the donut stuff, but they thought that the ketchup chips was really weird.
It was a little bit weird, hey? I think that's very acquired Canadian taste.
I think it is an acquired Canadian taste.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny because I am waiting. This is something that I'm waiting to have happen, and it's not happening. And I'm shaking my head at the fact that it's not happening. Why aren't garden gnomes becoming a thing of the past? Why is the gnome trend not ending?
Because they're cute.
To who? Okay, let's think. Okay, you think they're cute.
It's a garden gnome.
Do you remember the gnomes that we knew in real life?
Yes, Lisa, don't you dare.
They were... not as cute
as the plastic garden gnomes.
The plastic garden gnomes, right?
We just sounded so mean right there.
It's a fact. We're sorry. It's a fact. There was a pretty one and then there was another one.
Yeah.
And the pretty one was not that pretty.
But had a boyfriend.
She was happy, which is good.
Yes.
Right? But they looked like garden gnomes.
Yes.
Totally. You can't help if that's what somebody reminds you of. Hey, who's she remind you of? A garden gnome.
A garden gnome.
Right? I'm just waiting for the day that the garden gnome phase is over and done.
I think you're waiting a long, long time.
Like they're everywhere, right? They're just everywhere.
Why? You don't like the hat? You don't like the beard? Like... what's your problem?
You know what I feel? I feel that they look like a troll that lives under the bridge. They're related. Right? And the troll gets a bad rap and the gnome can do no wrong.
Okay, but gnomes are usually pretty happy, so...
Yeah, and the troll's not, because he used to be a gnome and he got kicked to the bridge. Right? So he's just mean and bitter.
Oh, God.
Not living his best gnome life anymore.
No. Okay. Well, I don't know. You know what? Suck it up, Buttercup.
Friends of the podcast, are you fans of garden gnomes?
Don't be.
I feel we need to ask that question.
Don't be fans of garden gnomes.
Don't be fans of garden gnomes. Let's end that. Let's end that.
Go back to butterflies and
bumblebees. Things like that. Ladybugs. Right?
Frogs.
We don't need the gnomes. We've had them for a long, long time.
But people like to collect them too.
Don't I know it? Yes, they do. Right? They certainly do. All sizes, right? Ornamental, stuffed, doesn't matter. The Thanksgiving gnome, the Easter gnome, the get well gnome. Oh, the Valentine's Day gnome.
Oh, the Christmas gnome.
The Christmas gnome. Mm-hmm. All the gnomes. The Christmas gnome who kind of looks like Santa. Do we need both? Is Christmas big enough for both? Not really.
Lisa.
It used to just live in the garden. It never came inside the house.
Are you asking for it to stay where it needs to go? Yeah, go back. Just stay where you are.
Go back to, know your role. Go back to your place.
Know your role, gnome.
Know your role. Go back to where you belong, right? Back to the garden you go. That's what I'm asking, Samantha.
All right. Not much to ask for, Lisa.
Right? Gnome more gnomes.
Noted. Lisa hates gnomes.
No more gnomes. I'm all gnomed out.
Okay.
Right? No more.
Okay. Well, don't be so critical of Facebook Tuesday, okay? They kicked your coleslaw to the curb and your macaroni salad.
Right? Okay. I will understand people kicking macaroni salad to the curb because, right, it's cold pasta. That's all people think. It's cold pasta. It's cold pasta. Yet there's a million cold pasta salads that people eat, but it's different because it's not the macaroni. However, I do not support kicking coleslaw to the curb.
Why?
Because coleslaw is delicious. That's my favorite.
It's not really a salad.
There was lots of people who didn't like potato too, Samantha.
It's a slaw.
It's what we had this argument already, right? It is a cabbage salad.
It's called a coleslaw.
It's a cabbage salad.
It's a slaw.
It became a cabbage salad.
It's a slaw.
With coleslaw dressing.
I always understand when you
salad.
Yes, I always understand that when you put potato salad onto any of our one has to go, that it will be kicked to the curb, either for the mayonnaise or the eggs or whatever that looks like. But you know what? You can't rain on my parade. You can't dim my sunshine. You just cannot do that, people, because I love it. And Andrea, thank you for sticking up for me. She said, she goes, if anybody's ever have the best potato salad, they've had Larry Burnley's potato salad because he makes the best. And I'm like, you know it, he makes the best.
That is true, right?
She speaks from the truth.
She does. And I mean, and it's fine. I'm not a potato salad fan. It's a lot of work. Puh.
It is a lot of work and I love it. And I just, no offense, people, give me yours.
I don't know. I can live without it. My favorite out of all of them, I love a Cobb salad.
I like a good Cobb too. Yeah.
And a good fruit salad, I don't mind either.
But you know what? Someone did call the macaroni salad a funeral salad, though.
I know. That it always seems to be at a funeral.
That and stale brownies or something.
Right?
I thought that was funny.
And it's kind of true, though.
And a lot of people kick the toss because, it's boring.
It's the original. It's the OG.
It's the OG, but it's boring.
It's kind of boring. Right.
It's kind of boring.
Kind of boring. So this is what I need from you. I don't feel as your best friend, I ask for very much.
Really?
Yeah. But what I feel I need, because it's now, it's do or die. It's push time, right? It's go time.
Already?
Yeah. Yeah. Because we're almost halfway through the season, right? We're almost at the trade deadline once we get to July. And the Jays are probably half a game out of last place.
Oh.
Yeah. So guess what I need? I need the fake fan to come back.
She's retired.
Bring her out of retirement.
No.
For your friend.
No.
This shows a lot of your true colors. And they're not very pretty. I'm just saying.
You said you didn't need the fake fan, so the fake fan retired.
I'm groveling. I'm asking for her to come
back. Oh, you're groveling. That's good.
I'm groveling. Yeah. Taking all the fake fanness I can get.
Really?
Yes.
Go, birds, glow. Go.
Go, birds, go.
Fly, birds, that. Fly.
I need that every now and then. I need to be able to send that message out and get it back. Get back the positive reinforcement. Can we do that? I've left you alone for a year and a half.
I think it's a wing and a prayer if you're Blue Jays. Get out of last place.
I'm asking for positivity. That's what I'm needing from you.
Oh my God. That's going to require money.
No, I'm not paying for, for the fake
fan. I think
you
should pay for my positivity.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
Nope. You should do it out of the kindness of your heart, because when you know that your best friend is so invested and is going, and her heart every day crumbles and breaks.
No.
And she already has an achy, breaky heart.
You do.
Right? And
oh my God, you're playing the sympathy card.
I'm playing the sympathy card. And I'd like to think that you wouldn't just leave me to hang out and dry.
You are desperate.
Uh-huh. Can we work something out, do you think, Samantha?
Oh, sweet mother of God.
Can we just work a little something out?
Fine.
Like two texts a game. If initiated by me.
If initiated by you, I will text.
Okay. I'll take it. Okay.
And you only get a sprinkle of positivity.
Mostly, no, you can't start changing the rules now. You can't start changing the rules. You always do that. You just start changing the rules.
Because you got to play by my rules. Fake fans coming out of retirement. She was totally okay staying where she was.
I know, but now guess what? It's good to bring her back. It's time. She retired too young. Kind of like the HHG, right? Time to come back. Got to get busy. There's things you need to do. Your job is not done.
I'm already busy. I don't need any more shit.
It'll be fine. It's on the weekends when it's your downtime. So you'll be good. Thank you, Samantha.
Fine. Apparently, I'm shaking my head a lot in this episode, but I got another one and I saw it the other day and I didn't understand it. I'm shaking my head at why young women go pee together in one stall in the bathroom.
I don't know. I don't understand that either.
I witnessed it last week and I thought, we're in a respectable restaurant. Why are you both in the same stall?
Right. It's not midnight. You're not sloppy drunk. Why are you both in the same stall?
I'm just like, what is wrong with this picture? And I'm like, nowhere in my young years would I have ever wanted to pee in front of someone else.
I never recall wanting company in the cubicle.
Right?
Ever. Right?
Don't get that.
Because it's private. It's your private time. Even in a public place, it's still your private time.
It's still your private time.
You stay out.
I mean, it's bad enough that we have already discussed listening to somebody else pee, and that the fact that you're in a public place where a million other people have peed, and now you're peeing where someone else has peed, and somebody else is potentially listening to you next door.
Yes.
And it's just this whole thing. And you're only separated by a wall and a door.
But it's meant to be cubicle for one.
Right. But they were just like, and they were talking. They were having a full-blown conversation where one peed and then I must have got up and flushed and the other one. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
So they're very liberal, these young ladies in today's society.
I'm sorry, but I can't.
I think that the basic rules of peeing is that you're meant to pee alone.
Yes.
Right? That's why bathrooms come with doors.
Right?
Right. For one. Doors for one. Single. It's not a group activity.
Right? I'm shaking my head, Lisa.
Yeah, I think that's fine. You could shake your head at that. I'm shaking my head at that too.
I don't get it.
But here's something that seems like I am perfectly, when I read about it, it all just made perfect sense to me. Right? I'm like, oh, I get it. Totally. Studies show that brief dozing may delay brain shrinkage, and they say it's actually good for your health.
What?
That's what studies show.
Can I do it at work? Is that acceptable?
I don't know. It's almost like a question like, hey, just wondering. How much more productive am I if I can have a 10-minute cat nap? Might be surprised. Might be surprised, right?
You might be surprised.
I might wake up and just like tear through the rest of the day, right?
Like, or hit snooze 5 times. Right? It's hard to say.
This is where you and I would differ, right? I would wake up after a 5-minute nap and go about my day. You would hit snooze 5 times.
Yep.
And your nap would just become a half an hour.
Or 45
minutes. You're the reason that they're going to say no to this rule. Nope, sorry, denied. I'll be like, but not all of us will abuse it. Some of us will actually only need 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Way to go wrecking it.
I know. I've already ruined it. And we haven't even asked.
We haven't even asked the questions.
Haven't even asked it.
We haven't even asked the big question. Can we do this? And we don't even work together. And I feel I'm already going to be told no because of people like you.
Well, maybe we could have sleeping pods. That'd be fun.
That would be fun. But it's just a brief doze. It's just a brief shut eye and back to it.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to be comfortable for those 10 minutes?
Oh, I can. First off, it's only 5 minutes. So stop bumping. You're already bumping up the time.
I thought it was 10.
No, it's just a brief. They're not saying, I don't think they're saying a time limit.
I think brief is 10 minutes. 15, probably.
No, that's too long. Brief is 5.
10.
5.
10.
7.
10.
7.
10.
And nope, it's denied. And on your performance, it says she doesn't play well with others. Right?
Oh my God.
Way to wreck it for the world.
I know. You know what? I'm sorry, but I would demand at least 10 and right. I would push for 15. And I would say it's my mental health. It's my mental health break.
Oh,
I get a 15-minute coffee break anyways. So you let me do what I need to do in that 15 minutes and...
Throw in the mental health. You think you throw in that you play the mental health card.
It says it's good for your health.
But that doesn't say your mental. It says your overall
health. And it says delaying
health.
Brain shrinkage. I got all the evidence I need to push this forward.
Well, not if you're going to ask for 10 minutes. Nobody's going to give it to you.
I feel like 10 to 15 is good.
Look at, you're changing the rules again. That's what you do. All you do is just change the rules. You set a guideline and then you change it, right? Work starts at 9. That's why you live on your own time, right? Meet you at 9. I changed it. Sorry, did I forget to tell you? I changed it. I'll meet you at 20 after 9.
Yeah, 9:15.
Right? 9:15. That's when I'm leaving the house, already knowing that I'm late. Right? Oh, you didn't text. I didn't need to. I already knew I was late. I figured you would already know that too. Don't get me started.
Totally true,
right? There comes no text and there's never an I'm sorry because
you should have figured it out. You know what I'm realizing, Lisa? I'm a lot of fun.
Well, I keep you around for a reason, don't I, Samantha?
I'm a lot of fun. Like, I'm like this weird, quirky, bitchy who likes to, you know, bitch person who likes to take naps.
Who likes to take naps.
And has better tasting music than you.
So you say. So you think.
No, I do. Mm. Yeah, I do.
I don't think overall you do.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No. You don't.
Just because you can remember every word of every song in the 1980s decade.
Right. You know my favorite NXS song?
Shut up.
Right? That's not a shining moment.
No, it is not. It's probably like a menopausal moment, if I'm going to be truly honest.
Too bad you couldn't have just stopped and had a 10-minute doze.
Oh, that would have been great.
Who knows? It might have come back to you.
Right? Can we work that into our work schedule?
Let's see what we can do. See what we can do.
Let's talk to HR.
Yeah, right. Take it up with them. Oh, Samantha.
Okay, but Lisa, I think our server last Friday knew that you were talking about him.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
And, well, like, JD.
You think he listens to the podcast?
No.
No.
I think he overheard us talking. And I think JD, aka Jeffrey Dahmer. Yes, everyone, we got the server like Jeffrey Dahmer,
and his initials are JD.
Yes,
right. We won't reveal his name, but it's not Jeffrey.
It's not Jeffrey, but and you know, he was very nice. He was very lovely.
He was polite.
He was polite, and but we did realize that he. Like, he looked like the odd man out.
So I told you, I said, problem with that work environment is that the young men working there are all about the navy pants and the brown shoes.
Yes.
JD, neither of those.
No.
Bold shirt and black pants. He's totally, if we're on Sesame Street, somebody is singing, one of these things just doesn't belong here.
Yeah. And you know what? You know, maybe he needs to be noticed, Lisa. He needs to be noticed for some very interesting reasons.
That's where the differences are between him and the real JD, because the real JD just blended in, right? Because he was just thinking about killing.
Yeah.
Right? This JD is just trying to think about not forgetting to bring your order.
He forgot. I asked.
Every trip, something.
Yeah, every trip he forgot something. God bless him. He was running a little bit ragged. I don't know how many tables he had. I couldn't
like about
figure
seven
it out.
Too many, I would say.
I think so. And I think at one point he might have heard us say that we felt he was maybe not doing the best that he could.
But he wasn't.
He was faking it and he wasn't really making it either.
He was not making it, right? He wasn't making it.
Yeah. And all I thought was, oh my God, he looks like a wandering cat.
I feel he doesn't know
where he's going.
I feel that the establishment that he's working at is not best suited for him.
No. It's like he didn't know how to organize himself. He was so distracted.
He was so distracted. Right?
Oh, God.
So distracted.
But the guy that Lisa had made eyes with last week was working.
I didn't make eyes. He made eyes.
No, but he didn't look at you this time.
No, not this week. I was over it. That's how I am. Next. I move on. Right? Didn't bother me.
But the other gentleman that you made a more impressionable.
Right. From months gone by.
He came out to say hello.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Right? I'm a bit of a magnet that way.
I can't remember his name, though. Do you remember his name? Mm-mm. Yeah, that's too bad. He was very nice, though.
He looks like an Evan.
No, he was not an Evan.
No, but that's what he looks like to me, is an Evan.
Okay. Right. But he looks like all the other servers.
Right. He fits in.
He fits in.
He fits in, right? He fits in. And I feel that establishment is definitely that type of place.
Yes.
Right? So, I don't know. Good luck, JD.
Good luck.
Good luck. See what else
my friend.
Out there. Maybe see what else there is out there. Yeah, right?
Okay, so apparently, they say the older you get, the more apt you're to be okay with going out looking ugly in public.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Do you agree or disagree?
No, I agree. People are going out looking uglier in public. I don't want to make it seem like as though that's a thing and it's okay.
Yeah. So how do you mean, like, how much in public? Like, are you running to the grocery store because you forgot something and you don't want to put on a full face of makeup? Like, what are we looking at here?
Okay. What do you mean by full face of makeup? Like going to work?
Like,
or you got like,
I'm not putting on makeup to go to the Shoppers to pick up Band-Aids because I need Band-Aids. Like, okay, it's
but if you've
in
got
and
a
out.
Big, nasty zit, are you going to touch it up?
Potentially. I'll comb my hair, brush my teeth, put on decent clothes.
Right.
Right. Right?
You going out in your sweatpants?
No, I'm not going. I'm not even going out in my pajamas.
I'm not going out in pajama bottoms. I'm not going out in sweatpants.
Because I shake my head at the people who go out in goddamn pajama pants.
Because they're pajama pants.
Yeah, there's nothing about that plaid pant that you're wearing that indicates that that is anything other than a pajama pant.
And dear those people, you're not fooling anybody.
No.
We see them in all the sleepwear sections of the mall. Plaid pajamas.
It doesn't matter what footwear you have on right now. Right. That's a pajama pant.
That's a pajama pant. And that's a slipper, not a sandal. Right? Right?
Oh, my God. But no. You know what? Maybe people just don't care anymore. They're like, I could give a fuck.
I could give a fuck, but I'm still going to put on, if I'm going to run to the store in the summer, I'm still going to put on a jean capri and a t-shirt.
Are you putting on your makeup?
I'm going to make sure that I look okay. Right? Like I'm not, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm not going to necessarily, if it's Sunday and I'm staying home all day, I might not put on my full I'm going to work makeup.
Uh-huh.
But I think that I'm going to still put my best foot forward.
Uh-huh.
because what if you see somebody you know?
Right.
And all of a sudden it's like, ooh.
And that's the luck.
You kind of nasty. Kind of nasty in public. I did that one time at 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning in last summer or the summer before at the Walmart. And I literally was just like in a pair of, I want to say like a pair of like shorts, probably still not looking like horrible, but for me, not feeling I was looking my best. Uh-huh. And I ran into Caroline Johnson. And I'm like, hi. And again, I still feel I was probably put together okay, but I knew personally that I didn't do all the steps.
Right.
Because I was just running to the Walmart at 7 a.m. Well, so was she.
Yeah, so
and
was she.
She looked like $1 million, but I didn't feel that I did.
Yeah, she put more effort in.
She put more effort, right? So I just think we need to just still put the effort.
Okay. Do you want to play What Won't You Wear in Public?
Okay, let's play.
What won't you wear in public, Lisa?
Track pants.
I would not wear pajama pants.
I would not wear my bra. Which means I would wear that in public.
I would not wear like a sleeping gown.
I would not wear a stained shirt.
Oh, good one. I would not wear holy pants unless it was unless I paid for the holes.
Right. Unless the holes came with the pants. Yeah. I, and this only applies to me, would not wear my ball cap.
Oh, yes.
It's not my best look.
No.
Right.
I would not go anywhere without, I wouldn't go out in public in probably like shorts.
Okay, fair enough. I would not go out in public in socks and my sandal. Right, like socks and my slides.
Yep.
Probably not. No. Putting that on.
I don't understand socks and slides.
But people do it all the time.
I know. Yeah, like famous people do it all the time. Yeah. Too. And I don't.
I think it's because they DFC. They don't fucking care.
If you need a sock, you should be wearing a running shoe.
You should be in a shoe of some sort.
Yeah. Right?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
I don't know. Oh, I would never wear a slipper outside my home.
Oh, I would never wear a slipper outside of my home. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. No.
Ever.
I'm never going to wear mismatched clothing.
Oh, yes. I would never wear a torn t-shirt.
No. No. Right? I'm going to still wear something that I still feel I look still fairly put together in.
Right. Exactly.
Because yeah. That's what we're supposed to do.
Have we learned anything from this? Yes, yes, we have.
Right? And women, wear your bra.
Please.
Wear your bra.
Yeah, that would be great.
Right?
Could we do that?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, here's another, since we're talking about kind of nasty things. You have to eat one of these two nasty ice cream cones. The flavors are rum and raisin or Spumoni.
And what's in Spumoni again?
Like yuckiness and bits of dried fruit.
Oh, gross. Really?
Right. Yeah.
If I had to, rum and raisin, I guess. And I hate raisins.
And you hate raisins.
I hate raisins, but I hate dried fruit more.
So do you ever wonder, like, who decided to make that concoction? And why do people still buy it? I'll get the rum and raisin. Really?
People still love that shit.
Ugh. I've never had rum and raisin.
Yuck.
I remember as a kid being at an Italian restaurant and getting that Spumoni in a bowl. Uh-huh. Pass. No ice cream for me. I'm good. Right. Hold on. It's like, why do you got to ruin a good hot cross bun? Right? With putting dried fruit in it.
Oh, true.
Right?
Right.
Why do we have fruit to cake. Do that?
Fruitcake. Why does it exist?
Why does it exist? Why do we?
Because there's
need
no
it?
Natural fruit in the fruitcake.
There's nothing but just nastiness.
Nastiness.
Right? Yes.
Blah.
The original Christmas desserts in my family growing up were just horrible. Right? Christmas pudding. Yuck. Or Christmas or fruitcake. Ugh. Like this is, or mincemeat pie. Yuck.
Oh, yeah.
All bad choices. I'll go with no dessert at Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Way to wreck my life. Okay, here's something. Are you playing this game? I'm sure you've seen it in all the socials. playing the Guess the New Milk flavor?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So milk is, there's a game about milk and you're to guess the new flavor. And each week they give you a clue.
Why are we reinventing milk?
I think I know it.
Oh.
So the clue this week, I don't know the exact clue, but the clue was it tastes out of this world.
Is that a Mars bar?
I put the Milky Way.
Oh.
Right? So remember there was a malted milk that used to taste like the Milky Way. That was like a commercial.
Really?
Yeah.
Milk shouldn't be that sweet.
No, I don't want to drink the milk. I just want to win the $10,000 that goes along with the game. So I'll be expecting. So when the email comes, I shake my head at Lisa and Sam. It's for me.
Okay.
Keep your sticky paws off it. Because you're not playing the game. I am.
Okay, apparently not.
Yeah, right? It's not your game to play.
All right,
it's
Lisa.
It's my game.
Whatever,
I'm
going
to guess the milk.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. I got a question for you.
Okay. Ready for you.
Why is it called beauty sleep, even though you wake up looking like a hot mess?
Oh my God, right? And how can we, why do we end up looking so rough after a good night's sleep?
Well, and some people look fantastic and I'm like, what did you do?
Well, it's not,
not
you.
Move a muscle and not move a hair or have a wrinkly face.
That's kind of me, right? Because I sleep on my back. I don't move.
You still look like a hot mess.
Compared to you?
Yeah.
Friends of the podcast. You know what? Let's do that this summer, Samantha. Let's take a morning picture of us each.
No.
And see who is the hotter mess. I feel really
it's
confident.
It's because I have longer hair
is
and I put
reason?
It up and I sleep and I actually move in my sleep.
You,
I don't
you toss
lay
and you
there
turn.
Like I'm in a freaking coffin.
I'm just ready. If tonight's my night, I'm ready.
God.
Right? I'm ready to meet my maker.
But why do they call it beauty sleep when most of the population wakes up looking pretty
not beautiful?
Crazy.
Yeah. Right? And just the things that go on, like even just the amount of yuck that builds up in your mouth overnight is so disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Like I have become, it's the weirdest thing, I've become a mouth breather at night, hey?
Oh.
Because I wake up like this. Right? And it's not sleep apnea. It's just that my mouth is so dry that it's like my tongue is stuck on the roof of my mouth because
yeah.
I've been sucking in all the air. So
why
that's,
are you not breathing through your nose?
I don't know. I stopped breathing through my nose.
Wow.
Yeah, Mike noticed it one day. Mike's like, you know, you're a mouth breather. No, I'm not. I take great pride in not being one. He's like, you are. You totally are a mouth breather. I'm like, really? Because I always think that's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
right? Like, that's what you don't want to be. You don't want to be a mouth breather when you sleep.
I just want to breathe. So, you
then
know,
if you're
I'll
on the plane
it.
And you're all like, ah.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, on the plane's not good.
Right? It's not good. It's not a good look, right? So I don't know. I shake my head at the fact that it's not really beauty. I don't think you wake up looking all beautiful.
I think we should probably take that phrase, beauty sleep, and throw it against the wall and say, you're not coming back.
Right? Like, to me, the sign of a good sleep is if you wake up looking like you. A couple things about your sleep. Number one, you're so disheveled. It's like, how could she not have had a good sleep? And you've been sleeping for 14 to 16 hours. How has that not been good? Right? You should be the poster child of a good sleep.
Uh-huh. But I'm not.
But you never are.
And
then even now you're like, oh, you don't understand. It's because I'm in menopause, so I wake up a lot. Okay, well, I wake up a lot at night too. And remember I said to you, I said, well, like, are you waking up for a long period of time? And you're like, no, it's just for like a second. Okay, I wake up for like 45 minutes.
Okay, but you've always been a horrible sleeper.
I'm a bad sleeper.
And I have never been a horrible sleeper.
I know.
So shush.
I'm just saying.
I
wake up long enough to do something.
Apples and oranges, Lisa. Don't compare.
I don't know.
Don't compare.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Just saying. All
I'm
right.
just saying.
Enough. Enough of you.
Enough of you.
You know what I do want to hear? I want to hear our listeners' feedback, Lisa.
Yes. Friends of the podcast, give us your feedback.
Give us your feedback. Tell us if you like what we're talking about. Give us things to talk about.
Tell us if you don't like it.
Yeah. Send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com and Lisa's going to respond to you.
I'm going to respond back. Even if somebody sent us something on Twitter. Oh. I don't remember what his first name was. And it was from an episode in 2019. And it was about, remember how we sometimes did our alter egos that were men?
Yes.
He did not appreciate the fact that we were very stereotypical about our men. And he didn't appreciate that. But I said to him, I said, I sincerely apologize because as you know, because he said he was a big fan of ours. I said, as you know, right, our goal is to not be controversial and is to not be offensive at all. So I said, we apologize. However, I said, as you work your way from 2019 to 2023, hopefully you'll find that maybe is the only episode that you take issue with. Uh-huh. Right? But of course I still replied back because I appreciate the fact that he took the time to let us know that he did not appreciate.
Yeah, feedback is always great.
What John and Steve actually were doing.
Well, I think they've retired actually.
I even went back and like listened to like bits that bit in the podcast because I'm like, okay, it's been a long time. I don't remember what John and Steve were doing.
No.
I went back and listened. I'm like, okay, I see your point a little bit. A pinch.
A pinch.
So yes, we will respond, good or bad.
Yes. Okay. So if you do that, like this gentleman who gave us a critique on Twitter, you'll find it being mentioned during an episode. So
good for you.
Feedback away, people. And friends of the podcast, you know that you can find us on all the socials. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and we are on TikTok. We're doing good on TikTok.
We're doing good. We're holding our own.
All you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and we will pop up there for you. So come check us out. Join our crew. Wherever you decide you want to hook up with us, we've got 4 different socials that we will, you know, we talk to people.
We certainly do.
We do stuff. We also have Patreon. So if you would like to contribute, you know, as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month.
And to all you Patreon people that are thinking they're never giving us our free episode, our extra episode. Yes, we are. We're giving you an extra long one next week because
yes, we are.
It's the end of that month too.
Yes. Okay. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com.
Always lots of stuff.
Yes. And we want to thank John Domingo for putting together our podcast. He always makes us sound great. And he is the best kept secret in podcasting.
Absolutely. And Samantha, it's another episode. Done.
Done like dinner.
Done like dinner, which is good, right? Because I've had my fill of you.
All right. Back at you, sister.
All right. Friends of the podcast, have a great week. We hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. Just a lot of ridiculousness and just some idle chatter and just some things that made us shake our heads.
Exactly.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.